use the Oscar Wilde Lady Bracknell quote at the beginning of
Isn't that a wonderful...
It's delightful.
Lady Bracknell, are your parents living? Jack, I have lost both my parents. Both? To lose one parent, Mr. Worthing, may be regarded as misfortune. To lose both looks like carelessness. It's a great quote.
And kind of a funny way to start a book about death and loss.
Well, you know, it wasn't a book that I had planned to write. In fact, I had pretty much planned not to write it. I gave them both very good send-offs. Mom at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I organized it all and took you know, like a month of organization. And I gave her a great send-off, and then I pretty much organized Pups at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, which is sort of funny because one memorial service was up Fifth Avenue and the other was just down Fifth Avenue. But these, you know, these are the two great temples of New York, and I gave them fabulous send-offs, and I sort of thought, well, maybe I'm done, and we'll just leave it at that. But you know, Craig, I'm a writer, for better or for worse, and this was pretty good material. I guess I sort of needed to tell this story. Anyway, I just sat down and wrote it, and it kind of poured out. Writing doesn't necessarily pour out of me. I mean, I do a lot of rewriting.
Unlike your father, who used to just sit down and
taunt
you with his seed.
He was pretty fast. He wrote 55 books. He wrote 6,000 columns. He did, if you collected those 6,000 columns into book form, they would total something like 45 volumes. So for a total output of 100 volumes, then he did 1,500 episodes of Firing On, thousands of other articles, and he edited a magazine for 35 years. He was an extraordinary, he was a phenomenon. They don't come along every week, people like that.
I'm so glad I got to meet your mom, even if it was just in this book. An equally fascinating character, and also, because you know, Canadians being what we are, we have to hold on to everybody who is slightly Canadian. Your mother was actually born here.
She was not only born in Canada, she went from being a Vancouver debutante, a sort of an orchid of Vancouver society, you know, junior league, that kind of thing, to being a newlywed wife of a junior instructor on the Spanish faculty at Yale. That's what my dad did while he was writing his first book, God and Man at Yale. And so I imagine Mom living in a small house in Hamden, Connecticut, with a cigarette dangling from her lip as she's vacuuming the rug, which she had probably never done, nor had she ever cooked so much as a boiled egg. But she dutifully got on the train from New Haven into New York three times a week to take cooking lessons.
Yeah, but not just from anybody.
From a guy named James Beard. How about that? Who went on to, you know, become James Beard. And she really, you know, she really knew how to cook. I mean, she set an incomparable table. So she was, you know, Canada should be very proud of Mom, because here she was, this, you know, well, she used to say, with complete disingenuity, I'm just a simple girl from the backwoods of British Columbia. You know, so that wasn't quite true. But she liked to say it. You know, and she went on. You know, she ended up being, you know, a queen of New York society. She was really quite something.
You think he'd have been okay with you turning his life, your mother's life, into a book? Because he was pretty tough on you.
Would have been appalled, actually.
Yeah.
But as I say in the book, they're gone. You know, and one upside of being an orphan is that it's your call now. Now, this is a loving, and no one who gets to the end of this book would be able to dispute that this is a loving tribute.
This is not Mummy Dearest, I believe.
This is not, no, far from it. But they were complex people, and they were both, they could be absolutely impossible people, but that was sort of part of what made them special. And so, a memoir has to be honest. But there was stuff I didn't, there was stuff I took out of the first draft. I mean, you know, this, I'm tempted to say, you don't know the half of it. But I won't say that. But it's a, no, I say they would have been appalled. I mean, who can say? I mean, there are people who are mad at me because I've written this book. People on the right, politically, who are appalled. But to them I say, hey, you know, your icon, my dad. You know, I have every right to write this book. I feel a little bit about it the way I was an English major, and this line came bubbling back to me from long ago, but it's something Melville wrote to Hawthorne after he had written Moby Dick. And no, I am not comparing myself to Melville, but it's such a delicious line. He said, he wrote to Hawthorne, he said, I have written a wicked book and feel spotless as a lamb.
The book is Losing Mum and Pup. I've been speaking with the author, Christopher Buckley, and Losing Mum and Pup, published by McClelland and Stewart.